Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Hi, everybody. Yeah, so you already know how we get down over here. You know, I'm always on Turned Up. And I got my girl coming on the show tonight, Shavinelli, better known as Shavvy Bars. And we're going to chop it up with her. We're going to get some facts on her. We're going to get the knowledge on who she is. And why Ms. Goldie even mess with her like that? But that's my girl, I'm telling you. But I'm going to save it all for the show. Just stay tuned. Listen in. I got my co-host coming on the line, Miss Sunshine. Yeah, Addie. So I'm still waiting for y'all to name for her. Yeah. Y'all hear her?
I like it.
Say hi, y'all. You like it?
I love it.
It's kind of fun sometimes, right? Well,
yes.
I think it's fun all the time. I love talking to everybody, and I just love bringing y'all the facts and bringing y'all artists and new music and everything and people in the community. I just love it. It's like you all up in my business up over here. We put you in the artist business, and not in a bad way, but in a good way. Yes, that's what we're doing right now. So, later on, she's going to come on the show, and right now I'm in the sunny state of Georgia, and it's just so beautiful outside. But tomorrow, this time, I will be in New York. Yes, I will be in New York. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about this Under Lock and Key mixtape and the video that I'm shooting with my little sister, the princess, Angie Mulani. We shooting a video with the infamous Amadeus. Shout out to Mike Ice, Under Lock and Key, Sha-Ang, you know, the whole Under Lock and Key camp, Destruct JMO. You know, it's so much fire, you know, CeeLo. I don't want to forget nobody because, you know, people be getting kind of mad when you forget about them, right?
Yes.
But I'm
not
really mad about you. But I'm so excited about it. So we're going to be shooting a video for a couple of collaborations that we have as a camp. They got that hot mixtape coming out. And you know they got Miss Goldie up on that. And in July, guess what, sister? I'm going to be announcing the artist that I have been working with and the artist that's on my roster. So I'm going to let you know whose projects I'm going ham with this summer. And leading into the last two quarters, I'm going to let you know who I'm going ham with. So, you know, just stay tuned. keep listening to the Ms. Goldie to You radio show on Culture Zine Radio Network. And if you ever want to be Artist of the Month or Artist of the Week on Culture Zine Radio Network, just log on to www.culturezineradionetwork.com. They have some awesome opportunities for unsigned artists. And, you know, speaking of the feature artists, this week I'm going to go into this. I don't want to say it wrong. It looked like it's Jazzy Ja X featuring Anthony Lewis with Tonight. And we'll be right back with the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
Gotta worry about them tryna holler, baby. Tonight, I'll give you everything you want, give you everything you like. Tonight, dance like you do it when you do it in the mirror, baby. Tonight, do it like you do it when you do it.
We going out tonight. No, it's not your birthday, but you reserve the right. You can do what you want, you can get what you like. Don't mind when you stare, cause your ass out of sight. Look,
baby girl, I wanna show you something. I work tonight like I owe you something. Yeah, that's right, girl, you know you something.
I take that chance, trying to be your man.
You ain't gotta worry about the no trauma, holla, baby. Tonight, I'll give you everything you want, give you everything you like. Tonight, dance like you do it when you do it in the mirror, baby. Tonight, do it like you do it when you do it, how you do it, baby.
I know you question my motives, baby, tonight I'm devoted. I show you things you don't notice, girl, I'm the winner, you know it. Oh, you say you won't change, well, let's pull off in that Lotus. I know you used to that Beamer, baby, cause I never drove this. In LA, I be floating, in Atlanta, I'm leaning. And I'm the man in my town, I run it like Willie Beeman. Oh, we swear that he bought it, well, how come you never seen it? I can show you some things that make you think that you're dreaming.
Show you something that you never seen before, yeah. Make you wanna see some more, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Take you places that you never been. Girl, you know I win, so come on, let's win.
I'ma take the chance tonight,
but I'ma take it.
You ain't gotta worry about the no trauma, holla, baby. Tonight, I'll give you everything you want, give you everything you like.
Tonight,
dance like you do when you do it in the mirror, baby. Tonight, do it like you do it when you do it, how you do it, baby. Tonight, she we them.
See, I done told ya, yeah. Wait, we done told ya. Oh, I'm that that's gonna provide your love.
We gon' take the chance tonight.
Oh no,
ain't gotta worry about the no tryna holla, baby.
We ain't got to worry.
I'll give you everything you want, give you everything you like.
Oh,
dance like you do.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Ms. Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z Radio Network. And we up in here getting it. I mean, I guess I like to say we getting it popping, but I guess down south, they be saying we be piping it up. Yeah. So I don't know if that sounds too good. And now, you know, from New York, that means some other crap if you've been piping it up. So I was talking about that Under Lock and Key mixtape, right? So I'm going to take it to the song that we're shooting a video for, which is me and Miss Angie Mulani, the princess, Under Lock and Key Entertainment. And here we go with that Smack to Smack. Yeah, First Lady, Under Lock and Key.
Spit that fact, sis. Andrew New Line. Booby locks, be that mistress. I move in better shape. Blocking all hatred. First lady spits facts. Haters keep hating, got no love for debaters. Never mind what you heard. I'm the chick run ish. Yonkers is my battleground. Most original underground. Backpack shorty running plays on you gamers. I'm a dream merchant selling dreams to you players. My vision much bigger than what you hoping and wishing. Hudson in my yard, see you deep river fishing. Yonkers born and bred, go hard or go left. Approach the first lady, better do it with respect. Unless you cutting checks, you a liability. My voice rain hail, that's why the world can feel me. Wanna find me, search for ULK. We the team building dreams through the USA. Everything I say, better take it as scripture. Let my words be the truth, Goldilocks is an issue.
She an issue, too official, ha, get it. We had to let them know, big sis, under lock and key.
Right.
And I swear we taking over. Killing tracks like smack to smack. Said smack to smack. Going hard on all the tracks.
Yeah.
And like slap to slap. Ha ha. Princess. Angie Milani under lock and key.
Milani too real.
I gotta pay attention. Let's go. Cause this is how it gets done.
Yeah.
Listen.
My mind is on his mission and I'm grinding cause I'm gifted. And I'm young, talented, and getting it. And my haters never listen. So I hope these words ain't hitting. Spitting facts up in these written. And my mind is so infected. Spitting reality.
Milani,
that's a fetish. I got the haters and they hating.
Bumping
to my
skin.
Killing all these tracks. Yeah, that's back to back. Drake on that diss track. Fact to fact. Smack to smack. I swear to God I'm setting all these search out for these hooks. That's what I'm hitting all these cities, trying to put my neighbor on the map. I ain't really into trap, I'm into rap. Cause I gotta go off and I gotta go wrong. Denisha said, yeah, you know that drink is too warm, man. Me and Goldie killing tracks back to back. We ain't really into whack rap, we into real hip hop. Females run this rap game, yeah, we going insane. I think my bars is on my mental, man, I'm going insane.
Yeah,
we going smack to smack. I swear to get a comic chilling crack to crack.
And
we going hard like smack to smack. I keep it so real on the movie speaking facts. Oh Lord, yeah, we taking over. Under lock and key, yeah, you know we taking over. Cross the border, Satan facts, we putting borders. First lady and the princess, we start this and end this. A force to be reckoned with, approach us with reverence.
That's a fact. Under lock and key, Princess Mulani, Goldie, back to back, killing on these tracks, smack to smack. We gotta go hard like that Drake on that diss track. We gotta go hard, smack to smack, ha.
Pay attention, I'm only gonna say this once, not twice. Representing the dream team is Goldie, First Lady, Princess Mulani, the boss lady, Shaw Ames. You're okay for life.
Hello, my name is David Fleming, and the name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps. The web address is also Alabaster Box Soaps. I make all natural soaps from shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. I also do make goat's milk soaps, along with several different varieties of lavender soaps. I do have a Facebook page by the same name, Alabaster Box Soaps, and I hope that you take the time to visit my website and my Facebook. I'm sure that there is something there that you would love to have.
Yes, if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And we just heard that fire track from me, myself, and I, and Miss Angie Mulani, the Princess Under Lock and Key Entertainment. Shout out to my whole camp, and I just love y'all, straight up. So, tonight, I told you we got my girl on the line. We got my girl, Chavinelli, Shavy Boss. I can't wait to bring her on. And, you know, we got some big things popping. I just ain't want to leak nothing because, you know, we got some, you know, we got some things going on. And that's all I basically want y'all to know. And before I bring her on the line, I just got to do something for the ladies one time because I love the ladies. I love working with the ladies, and I'm just such a girly girl, and I'm just going to do it for the ladies. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. I'm Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Ladies Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter recipe, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, yo. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn sh- alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Spit sticks from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused and the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. If the rap may rest the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Factual Culture Zine Radio Network. I got my girl Chavinelli, Chavy Boss. I'm about to bring her to the mic. So I guess, in case you haven't figured it out, me and Miss Addie, we having ladies' night, girl. I done turned tonight into ladies' night. So without holding up the process any further, I got my girl Chavy Balls on the line. Hey, Chavinelli.
Yo, yo, what it do, what it do? It's always ladies' night. What's going on, Miss Goldie?
You already know it's always ladies' night, especially when it comes to us, right, girl? Don't we run this thing?
Yes, I was up there. I was jamming for a minute. I was like, okay, that's a good song to segue into the kids. the kid Chavanelli, a.k.a. Chavy Bars. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. And what's going on, Eddie? So, Eddie, I said, what's good?
Eddie.
How you doing, babe? How you doing, Miss Chavanelli?
What's
sounding
going on?
Oh, don't
to me too.
Wait,
yes, I'm excited,
like,
man.
Don't try to act like she the only one that do her homework, right?
Oh, I know that's,
you know,
right.
Yeah, I do my homework too, man. You know, First Lady Yonkers got me on the show. Finally, I heard y'all been dropping the Zan song. And I'm just excited, man. We stay busy. It's some of the hardest working women in the industry right now. We doing it.
Yeah, so we're going to tell everybody about that. And I'm just going to tell everybody, when I met Miss Chavy, it was in a business. And we met each other. We knew each other for 6 months before we ever even physically saw each other. And when I tell you, the love was always real. And I appreciate you, you know, checking for me and making sure that I'm good out here. And we got so many things that we're going to talk about, so many things that we in the mix with. Because you really are an inspiration to me, and you keep me on my grind, and you keep my work in a proper perspective order. So I just want, before we get into running down the rundown on you, right, I'm pretty sure that my sister got some questions for you, because she always got some questions for somebody. But I'm going to play the single. Before we get into the question, I'm going to play the Pop the Zan song, because the Pop the Zan song is always in my head. And I'm leaning with it. And I'm leaning with it.
Hey, you love it. Summer 2016, the kid is coming in. I'm just letting everybody know. The kid is coming in. 2016, the Zan song is crazy. We ain't even all the way dropped it. It's all the way leaking, so you already know.
And let me tell you, when she pulls up to my crib, that's all I hear outside. I be like, oh, time to go. Here we go with Chavanelli and Pop the Zan. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show. Mwah.
I'm in a Range Rover, smoking Doja, just spent a couple grand, couple left in my hand. I'm bourbon on the corner, and it's spilling over. My mama put me over, going to see my man. And I just popped the Zan, I just popped the Zan, I just popped the Zan, I just popped it, I just popped it, and I'm leaning to, oh, I'm leaning to, yeah, I'm leaning to. Oh, I mean it, yeah, I mean it, come on. Now we be on when we do, do. Yeah, we stay on, ain't nothing to do. Yeah, we be on when we do, do. Yeah, we stay on. Now turn up, turn up, just get up, now feel up, now feel up. Burn it up, burn it up, now turn up, now turn up. Just get up, turn it up. Fuck it up, now get up, just feel up, turn up, fuck it up, now turn up, just get up, turn it up, cause we, now we be on when we do, do, yeah we stay on. Yeah, we stay on. I'm in a Range Rover, rolling, smoking Doja. Just spent a couple grand, couple left in my hand. I'm swerving on the corner, and he's spilling over. 12 hours put me over, going to see my man. And I just popped the Zan, I just popped the Zan, I just popped the Zan, I just popped it, I just popped it, and I'm leaning to, oh, I'm leaning to. Yeah, I'm leaning too. Oh, I'm leaning, yeah, I'm leaning. Come on.
Late nights in the land.
Leaning from the van. Body slow. Motion slow. Can't feel my toes. Van's got a hole.
Go.
fuck it up. Fuck it up, turn it up, turn it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Now get up, now get up. Now fill up, just fill up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Now turn up, now get up. Just get up, now fill up. Now fill up, turn it up. Yeah, we stay on when nothing to do. Yeah, we be on when we do do. Yeah, we stay on when nothing to do.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie GU Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and that was Chavanelli with Pop the Zen. What's up with that, girl?
Yo, the Zen song is definitely what the streets is talking about. It's definitely radio ready.
Yes.
I had so much fun recording that song. It was just, like, so much energy in the studio, and, you know, it was just effortless. Like, I mean, you know, you kind of tone it up, you riding in the streets, you know, you kicking it after the club, going to see your dude
yeah.
and whatnot. You know how the story go. You know, who better to tell it than Shabby Bars? You know, y'all know how I get down. For those that don't know, check how I get down. You feel me? So, yeah, the Zan song's popping.
It's definitely popping, and I love it. That's my favorite song. So, sister, I know you got some questions for her.
I'm loving the energy. Hey, Chef.
What it do, what it do? This is the kid. What's going on with you, mommy?
We can't hear you, Addie.
Where my boo go? Okay. Where my boo Addie go?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
She all the way out in Pennsylvania. Chevy. Shout out to
you. I love that popping energy.
Oh, yeah, you know, I keep it going, man. The energy never stops, man. It's never enough for me.
I know that's right. Well, tell your listeners about who is really Miss Chevy, and where did you get that Chevanelli's name from? I love it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm from Chicago originally. You know, I'm kind of an old school, new school head. You know, the name Chevanelli has a unique little bit of a twist to it. You know, when I was coming up, my favorite, you know, rapper was definitely the king himself, Tupac, a.k.a. Machiavelli. I remember, you know, my first high school, like junior high best friend, her name was Goldie, believe it or not, right? And I just remember we used to sit up in the room, we used to smoke blunts, listen to, you know, Tupac, Biggie. And, you know, I was just so deeply encaptured with his whole movement. My middle name is Siobhan, so I was like, yo, I'm Chavanelli. I'm the female Machiavelli, you know? So it just kind of had like a little creative twist, you know, with my middle name. Over the years, you know, it definitely kind of, you know, twisted itself. You know, they call me Young Shav, Shavi, Shavi Bars, you know, the whole nine, the list goes on and on.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I definitely hail from the streets of Chicago. So many different stories to tell, so many, you know, days in the life of, and I just try to creatively add that energy, you know, that thug mixed with that sexy sweet. So you can kind of get that from Chavanelli.
So what part of Chicago are you from?
Ah, man, I'm from Inglewood. You know, they call it Chi-Rac now, but I'm from Inglewood, the south side. You know, I don't call it Chi-Rac. I'm definitely from the southwest side of the city of Chicago. Shout out to
Oh
man, definitely the music. My producer, my first producer, shout out to Lee Hurst. Relentless Productions, Relentless Records back in the day. We used to get down, oh God, it's a whole movement. But he moved to Atlanta, started working with DTP, the Ludacris Camp, and Shaka, and a bunch of artists at the time. And so I came down here to, you know, test out my luck in the A. Been here ever since, been loving it. Been nothing but the constant grind. And, you know, I've kind of reinvented myself over the years. And Atlanta's my home. I love it. Shout out to DeBrat. You know, she definitely paved the way coming from Chicago, now in Atlanta. So I felt like it was something, it was an easy transition.
Atlanta First Lady.
Yeah, Atlanta's First Lady. They calling me the new Atlanta Peach. I'm taking the name. It's mine. I'm real peachy these days. You feel me? With a Chicago
That's right.
Well, let me ask you this, Shabby.
I'm
Chevy, let me ask you this. Reading your bio, I want to know who submitted it, and musically, which character do you rise within the most, and which one do you think you deprive yourself with maintaining?
My bio was actually written by one of my I have a cyber manager named Johnny J. Shout out to Johnny J. He was so instrumental and key back in the mid-2000s for really getting me out here on the web, nationally, internationally. And he followed my music. He really believed in me as an artist. He realized that I had, you know, a bit of a sweet but yet thug kind of a grimy delivery. And I was able to kind of mix that up. And so, you know, when he came and, you know, began representing me, you know, the bio, I love the way he put it, you know, cleverly, you know, that, you know, we definitely had some inventive sounds and I still carry that old school R&B, you know, delivery, but I'm kind of mixing it in with the new sound. So, you know, to be honest with you, I ask myself this question every day, who am I as an artist? Who do I really identify with? Because if you listen to my music, you're going to kind of hear a lot of different, you know, personalities.
Right.
But you know what? I finally came to the conclusion that that's just who I am. You know, I'm a woman. I have pain. I have heartbreak. I'm going to sing about it. I'm from the streets. I roll blunts. We get it in. I drink. We have parties. We turn up. We just did the Future concert. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out. That's me. You know, you really, I had to bring you in that. You know, you was there. So, you know, to say.
Yes,
that,
we went to a rave party.
You know how I flip. You know, you know, all my flip personalities, you know, they can't give me medication. There's no medication to cure this thing I have. but, you know, I'm comfortable with that. And so, you know, with the music, you know, in a nutshell, I definitely just, you know, as the wind blow, I flow. And but, you know, I will say I do have a real secret passion for singing. I do like the R&B side. I think rap is going in another direction, but of course that's another topic. But, you know, I definitely feel like overall I'm just me. I'm doing whatever that beat tell me to do.
Okay, but then
and you know what it's actually go ahead.
How do you feel about people identifying your music and believing that your music sound like Eve, Nicki Minaj, and Lil' Kim, T.I., just to name a few. And I'm a big people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, it's an honor for, you know, anyone to say that I sound like Eve. A lot of people always say I sound like Eve. And, you know, let me just say this. Eve is, a multi-platinum artist. I mean, she's a great actress. She has a very successful career, not only in comedy and acting, as well as an entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman, and she held her own in a team of men, you know, with the Rough Riders and whatnot, not follow her movement. So for me to be compared to such a great, that's such an honor. It definitely lets me know I'm outside of the crowd. Of course, All Hail the Queen, Lil' Kim, and I love Nicki Minaj for being just as inventive. And coming out with her own lane, and again, being a boss, you know, being an entrepreneur, that definitely says a lot about where I'm going and how I want to be portrayed.
Right.
Yeah, and that goes to where, like, tell the people that, like, some of the stuff that you do because you also co-host a radio show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we have this really awesome show. It's actually featured on the IBNXradio.com network. Shout out to the What's Next show with my host Sonny from the Bronx and Tone the Legend. We love bringing out. They gave me an opportunity. They actually came on to the show just as I am with you guys today as an artist. And I came to the studio. We were turned up. And the conversation was so witty and so cool. And they actually asked me to co-host a couple of their shows. And they wouldn't let me go. I mean, ever since then, they brought me on as an official host of the show. We definitely feature new artists, breaking new records, international music folks have never heard before. And it's a really great way to kind of, like, stay in tune with what's out here. Because, you know, I come from such a powerful era in hip-hop. You know, I see how the industry is changing. You know, I want to be right in the middle of that. And being working on the What's Next show definitely puts me right in the middle of what's happening So I think, you know, that's going to be a good look for me. I enjoy radio. But it's like you ladies, I know you enjoy this. It's a passion. So, yeah, we definitely doing big things.
Yeah. Well, let me, like, one of my favorite songs that you have is I Like My Love. And then I need you to tell me about me to where, like, everywhere I go, I like that persona of me believing and knowing that I am too cute. So I need to know, when is a video coming with cute girl?
Yes.
That's me.
Oh, my God. Well, let me say this. You know, the cute girl song has been out for a while. You know, I don't know. It came out of nowhere. When I first got to Atlanta, you know, I was just noticing how everybody's style was different. We was definitely more feminine down here. You know, it was all about the glam, the glitz, the clubs, the stilettos, the body dresses, the stretchies. But, you know, you up in the club and everybody's just doing a two-step, and I just felt like, you know what, I'm cute, I'm fabulous, I want to represent for the ladies. I always see the guys, you know, turning up their bottles, and they always have their male anthems. I just felt like the females needed a female anthem to represent us in the club and to represent girl power. So, yeah, the cute girl lives on. Like, that song, no matter how many years go by, like, that song still blazes, like, to this day. So I guess, I don't know, maybe we need to do a video, Gozi. I don't know what we need to do. Let's make it happen.
Yes, we definitely need to do a video.
Definitely.
Okay, and I like the star in that one.
Yeah, you all up in it. All you need is your drink, your two-step, and a cute-ass purse on your arm. That's it. Like, that's all you need.
Listen, me walking in is going to be enough.
That's definitely my
kind of thing. And I can just, like, imagine, like, the girls being in the bathroom, like, while you in the mirror touching up your makeup and your lipstick. It's like the girl in the bathroom talk. It's like, hey, do I look cute, girl? Is my hair looking good? You know, do my outfit still looking popping? And my lipstick right? You know, just giving this girl empowerment, not being able to, you know, being able to look at other women and say, hey, you look fly. Let's all get out here and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely, so, definitely.
I love that idea, but what we want to do is go into your next song that I like, My Love.
Ah, yes, yes, My Love. Yeah, you touched on that. Let me tell you a little bit about My Love before you play it real briefly. My Love definitely comes from a very strong and powerful love and relationship, a love-hate relationship that I had in my life for someone that I love, my first love, and so it definitely has some realism. It's a real, you know, biography sort of. That song comes from a very sensitive place. So I knew a lot of ladies out here, a lot of young girls would identify with the pain in that song and the love in that song. So I don't know. Y'all be the judge. Definitely My Love is popping. Shout out to Johnny J Music for producing that record.
All right. Let's go with My Love, Miss Chavanelli.
Yeah, yeah.
Or drop a the spot that we met October 24. You was just another dude again. Approach me rude again, rolling through my hood again. A sexy hooligan, I surrender. Until the logo on your fender, soft and tender. I visioned you if I remember, but ice and cold. It's how you left me in my soul, and I don't know which way I should go. Back in your arms, how could a lover so good and sweet turn out to be the center of my defeat? You see me now, hear me good. So when I tell you this, feel this release come from this lyrical mist. I should have never end up messing with a guy like you. I learned so many lessons on what not to do. If I ever see you or your face off in the streets, I'll be sure to look away because my pain is so deep.
My love, my love, my love, oh, my love, oh, mixed with your pain.
Thinking it was about my drinking, my teary eyes were blinking, my pumping heart was sinking. I love life and those, your silly ways is cold. Major phase, you know, I guess I up and go. Made a mission, finish me over, and boy, that's cool. Pay no attention to all the tension, cause I'm most cool. He's the mastermind and put it up. He's notorious for always checking it up. I guess I never found my lucky brother. You never satisfied like my mother. I need a man, not a little brother. But since we talking about my little brother, you lucky I don't make a fuck of you. Is this seriously the way you want to leave me? Or better us? Cause without true love, there's no trust.
My love, my love, my love, oh, my love, oh, mixed with your pain.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T radio show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. That was my girl, Chavanelli. Chavanelli,
yeah.
Nelly. Everybody, your versatility, and that you are not just a hip hop artist. You can sing, you write, you produce, and as well, me and you have just entered into a partnership. So you want to tell everybody about that?
Almost definitely. It's definitely for all the little girls across the world, all the dope MCs, female MCs, writers, producers, engineers. This is a call for you. You know, for the longest time over the years, you know, I've tried to really, really stay dedicated and true to myself as a female artist, and always wanted, you know, just like anyone else, to be taken seriously out here. And, you know, we all have that story where, you know, it's a male-dominated industry. You know, sometimes you kind of feel like you got to go jump through hurdles just to be heard or seen or be represented properly or have that proper, like, you know, outlet. You know, God bless those that are actually able to get on, you know, that are really talented. But it's a lot of us out here that's been left at the wayside just simply because it's a sexist industry. And again, just not being taken seriously, not having that unity. Also, you know, when you look at female artists, it's like only one of us can be at the top at one time. That's always been, you know, embedded in our brains and our grind. But, you know, enough of that. You know, we all are talented women. You notice how the fellas in the industry, they can collaborate on several different projects together. They're, you know, pretty much swagged out, making money, touring, making, doing shows. They got all these different features. Everybody eats, right? Well, it's time for the world to witness, you know, an innovative way to bring females together. And so Dough Girl Music is strictly dedicated to it. It's made for a man. It's strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman. We can hold our own.
That's
when it comes down to trap music, rap music, hip-hop, R&B, that's that talk. We can talk that talk. We got bars. You know, shout out to what's the young lady that one of the artists that just makes me crazy, the girl from Empire. I know her name is Frida on the show. I can't think of her real name, but I mean, she hold bars,
right.
You know, just like, oh, Nicki Minaj, you know, for that matter. But, you know, the fact that I don't see those females really bringing in other females, when you got such a spotlight and such an opportunity out here, you know, I feel like they should definitely be bringing in more females, Beyonce, all these top female artists. I don't see them producing any other artists. They just want to be on top by themselves. And to me, you know, I feel like that's a little bit selfish. So I definitely want to be able to create a network of women to work together in the industry, collab. Let's boost each other's products. Let's brand. Let's swag out and show the world that we can do it. We can do it professionally, and we can show each other
right.
love. And nobody has to be on top. We can all
like
eat. No crabs in the barrel. So Dope Girl Music Movement is saying, hey, let's have fun. Let's be sexy. Let's be businesswomen. And first of all, and most importantly, take us seriously, because we handle our business professionally. We're not sex slaves. We're not sluts. We're not groupies. We're
right.
none of that. We professional women. You know, I know a lot of female producers that go to school for engineering. It's just as cold as these top male producers out here that's killing the industry. I don't know why there's not enough. There's not any, you know, mainstream female producers. There's a lot of women DJs out here killing it, you know, nationally, internationally.
Right.
So let's bridge that gap, and that's what the Dope Girl Music Movement is definitely all about.
That's what we definitely about, and I'm the vice president of the Dope Girl Music, and y'all already
yes.
know that I don't play no games. That I love the grind, I love the work, and I love supporting women, and not only women. I have other artists that I work with as well, and you know we work over here. We got this company that we do other things. So tell them a little bit about the company.
You mean as far as Umbrella? Well, Umbrella
yeah.
Consulting also is a part of our whole entourage of small businesses, but it makes sense. Umbrella is just really the umbrella of all of our baby companies. So, you know, what we do is we simply provide, you know, social media marketing, entertainment services, branding, casting, booking, you know, for artists in the industry, especially here in the Atlanta area. Like I said, you know, we really, really are key and instrumental in just staying mainstream and being able to provide just a good network. You know, when you know good people that's moving and shaking, primarily that's got some money, that's making some noise, you know, you definitely want to know how to reach out to them. Where can you get them? When you want a project done professionally, you have a casting call or you need, you know, a video put together, you need some creative heads to get things done, you definitely want to come to us. We definitely can put that together. We'll help you out with the best team that'll be able to facilitate, keep it professional, low cost, especially kind of given like a platform. We're not saying that, you know, we're super huge. We're not, you know, commercially. We're not out there all the way yet. But what we do is we definitely give artists a great platform to get to the next level. We show artists how to keep the basics. You know, you can't just come out here, go hang out in the studio all night, spit, not have your stuff copyrighted, not have digital marketing, being able to promote and, you know, have a professional look and image. So we definitely, you know, tune and fine-tune artists and alike, you know, to get to where they're trying to go.
Yeah, because we definitely a one-stop shop. And everybody already knows that Miss Goldie is the plug. And now I actually found
yes, she
it's
is.
Such a blessing when
yes,
you can find somebody – when you can find people to work with that you mesh with, especially a female, because it's hard to work with other females. And it's a pleasure working with you. And the work that
Absolutely.
We do, we both love. And I'm just looking forward to so much success with you and your company and our record label and the artists that we're going to help. And, you know, just all the things that we got going on. I'm just super, super super excited about it. And
definitely,
I'm going to take it to a
definitely.
Commercial. And we will be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to jdsonlinemarketing.com. That's jdsonlinemarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. And everybody knows get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I got my girl Chavanelli and my co-host Addie, and we live on the live right now.
Yes, we are.
If anyone
I'm proud of you too, Goldie, for doing your thing.
Yes, and I'm proud of you. I mean, we proud of each other. We getting ready to boss up out here. I don't know what they thinking about, but I know what we thinking about. We thinking about bossing up. And if anybody
wants to support,
if anybody wants to support the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to advertise, just hit me up. If you want to be a feature artist, if you want to interview, hit me up. Ms. Goldie to You, that's the number two, the letter U at gmail.com. You can follow me on all my social networks. That's Yonkers First Lady with the number one, STLADY, or Ms. Goldie to You. And I mean, you could just Google me. You could just reach in the sky and you could ask the stars for me because, you know, I'm just doing that and I'm like that.
And that's the way it is. You feel me?
That is real cute.
Absolutely. Yes, first lady, all day.
You know, you can't tell me nothing. So now, before we close out, I want to get into this song, Leave You Alone, because I just love showing your versatility. And that's what makes you an artist that I desire to work with, your hard work, your work ethic, and your versatility, and the fact that you can hold your own in any arena. So I'm going to take it to Leave You Alone. You want to tell us about that song?
Definitely. Leave You Alone is definitely another one of those heartbreak records, one of those lovey-dovey songs. It ain't really a heartbreak record. It's more of a lovey-dovey. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm in the mood. This is how I groove and I holler at my dude. I got a little bit of finesse, so you're going to definitely hear that finesse. Before we get into it, I want the world to follow me on Instagram. That's Chavy Bars, Chavy Bars. Definitely follow me on Twitter, Chavanelli, on Twitter, thedoughgirlmusic.com. Any females that want to be a part of the movement, we definitely are looking for females to submit their EPKs for a fall all-female tour, also to be featured on our website because we're definitely going global. We're relaunching our website. So if you're definitely a female talent, you want to be a feature, send us over your stuff. Just send it over to dogirlmusic.com. All the contact information is going to be there. Or you can definitely, like I said, hit me up on IG. Follow the kid, Chavy Bars. So this next song is called Leave You Alone. I'm definitely not leaving you alone. I'm definitely fucking with you because I love with you because that's what I do.
Well, just get me there with y'all so I can be there too and not leave them alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, come on then.
Yeah, the young Chavanator. Why? I just can't leave you alone. That's why.
I know it's break of season, but I find it hard to leave him. You got me lost and blown out my mind. It happens every time. I never loved this way before. I probably never loved this way again. Cause every freaking weekend, you leave my body leaking at night.
Everybody, and thank you, Miss Chavanelli, Shabby Balls. You definitely gonna be a regular on the Miss Goldie TU radio show.
Anytime.
And everything. That's my partner, my home girl, my artist. We getting ready to shake the A, ain't we?
Yeah. Anytime. Listen, I'm letting the A know right now. The kid is not playing. I'm the ATL new peach. And I'm really feeling real peachy these days, and I'm about to jump on every stage. So y'all better back it on up and all that. See, I'm a real cute girl. Y'all just want to be. That finesse game better be right, and we better be tight. And I'm just hollering at y'all right now, letting you know, Dough Girl Music taking over. We messing with all the ballin'est, baddest niggas. We got them all, bro. We all in VIP.
I'm coming.
We all up in the VIP.
Put on the red eye flag.
We all up in the VIP.
We out to get it, man. We out to get it.
We running up through here, ain't we? And you know what? I meant to tell them about that rave party we went to. So, you know, shout out to Baby D and Capricorn. We facilitated
we facilitated the Capricorn. Yeah. Actually, the squad coming up at Spice tonight. Baby D and Capricorn, they actually invited us out. We definitely going to make that happen. Shout out to the new movie, Guala, the Grams on Gram video. We're shooting it this week. The kid, Shabby's going to be in the movie. Y'all better check me out. I'm definitely doing my thug feature up in there. So, you know, you never know what Shabby's going to do. You're going to check me out. I'm doing movies now. I'm doing videos. I'm all over the world.
Don't be rubbing it in my face, because I'm going to be in New York. Don't be rubbing it in my face.
But you seen the video in New York. Like, what are you saying?
You know. But I ain't going to be up in this Guala movie. You know what I'm talking about?
We're going to save you a spot in season two.
Save me a cameo on season two. Shout out to everybody listening right now. Shout out to Dutch Red Eye and everybody out there listening on the internet, listening on the phone. Shout out to Pennsylvania. Shout out to ATL. Shout out to y'all. And shout out to New York. And it be going down at the Miss Goldie TU radio show. Make sure y'all tune in next Tuesday, because we're going to be lit again next Tuesday. And we broadcast it from New York. So you already know how it's going down. You know I got to get all up in the business up in there. So, I will see everybody.
I just can't leave you alone. And my hips can't leave you alone.
Yeah.
I love it. And we out on the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. Make sure you log on to that website, www.culturezineradionetwork.com, and follow me on all my social networks, because I'll be
popping. And you know my social networks be lit. And that's how you're going to find Shabby Barber. Yeah.
Definitely, yo. We taking it to the next level. Thanks, Shabby.